When the red, red robin comes bob, bob, bobbing along, along, there'll be no more sobbing when he starts throbbing his old sweet song. Oh, wake up, you sleepyhead, get up, get up, get out of bed, cheer up. Cheer up, the sun is red. Live, love, laugh and be happy. What if I've been blue? Now I'm walking through fields of flowers. Rain may glisten, but still I listen for hours and hours. I'm just a kid again, doing what I did again, singing a song. When the red, red robin starts bob, bob, bobbing along.
And welcome to Sunday morning, everybody. This is Martha Norwalk's Animal World, but it's not really, because this is the last Sunday of the month, which means, of course, that I get to be here. My name is Kevin McDonald, and this is Positive Talk with Kevin McDonald and friends. And we've got a whole bunch of friends, and we've got a really cool show for you today. I think it'll be a lot of fun. But if you want to listen in, if you want to tell friends that are not in the listening area, you can do that by going to MarthaNorwalk.com, which is a site that you can find out all about what Martha does. She's an animal behavioralist, and she works with people, dogs and cats, so that they behave better, and maybe she'll even yell at you if you're not behaving well with your animal. So this, you can go do that, and then listen. If you click the Listen Live button, that'll take you to KKNW, and then that's streamed live all around the world. So you can do that. And if you want to email the show, you can do that. Nathan's going to tell you what the email address is because I keep forgetting it.
AnimalWorldLive@hotmail.com.
And very good. And by the way, Nathan, how are you today?
Doing well. I've had a good month since I last saw you. A lot going on out there.
It rained one day.
Man.
It rained one day in that entire time. And
it felt great just to turn on the windshield wipers.
Yeah, just to wash the windows.
Yeah.
Just for a minute. By the way, that's Eric Hall.
Hi.
We'll get it.
Now, of course, when that happened, your windshield wipers weren't active enough in that time, so you basically make a big, giant smudge of water on your windshield.
Exactly.
And you can't see even worse.
No, and then you see how dirty your windshield is where the wipers didn't go.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yes, exactly. So, but I wanted to ask you about the weather this week, as Martha always does.
Well, not any rain in sight, so that one day is going to be only that one day for the entire month of August. Looking at pretty much mostly sunny to sunny skies throughout the day and a little bit cooler temperatures out there. We're starting to transition into fall, so probably see daytime highs into the lower mid-70s.
Oh, very good. You know, I was thinking we should all... For like a Sunday afternoon, John, we should all fly down to New Orleans.
Did you say John?
No, as a Sunday afternoon jaunt.
Oh, okay. I thought you called me the wrong name for a second there. I was getting ready to hit the buzzer.
No. I've called you Nathaniel, but I won't call you John. So, but tell us about what's going on in New Orleans.
Man, it's my heart goes out to them. They got a big event to deal with right now. Lots of wind and rain coming their way, and you know, hurricane season is just never a fun time on the East Coast.
Is that 156 miles an hour is what they're projecting?
A Category 5, which has never hit New Orleans before.
That is
Katrina.
Stunning.
Katrina hit as a Category 3. But they put a lot of work into the levee system, so I guess we're going to find out if the engineers knew what they were doing.
I guess we're going to, you know.
So,
yeah, how long have they known this is coming? This has been, you said only a few days?
Just a few days.
I hope people are evacuating this time. I'd hate to see people hanging out in the stadium like before.
Yesterday afternoon, I think it's Highway 10 or one of them, was back-to-back traffic trying to get out of town. There are going to be people that are going to be on the highway that got stuck. So if everybody would like to just, you know, say, you know, a little prayer that these guys are going to be okay down there because it's, the storm surge is going to be 15 feet. It's going to be pretty awful for them. So
this is why we live in Seattle.
I was going to say the Great Northwest. We don't get any of that crap.
This is beautiful.
So that's really good. Well, go ahead.
Wow. I was going to say my brother. He's in Florida right now on the beaches, and they're having to cut their vacation short early because you know the effects of the hurricane. And they were supposed to go out on a charter fishing boat, and they had to cancel that. And they're getting ready. They know it's coming.
Oh yeah. They Well, if they got on a fishing boat, they might be on a deserted island.
They weren't on the fishing boat. They had
I know.
Yeah.
Yeah. But had they got on there, they might have been like, you know, like Gilligan's Island or something. So, in any event, we've got a great show for you today. And in the second half of the show, we're going to be talking with Randy Hathaway and and Eric Hall is also Eric is kind of becoming a co-host slash producer for My Independence Report.
Yes, that's what I've heard.
Yeah, I've heard that too.
I got an email of something like that.
And but in the first hour, I'm very intrigued because we have a young lady who's joining us. Her name is Holly Berry, not Halle Berry.
I'm looking forward to this.
She's
as beautiful as Holly Berry.
Yeah, absolutely.
But she is Holly Berry. But Halle Berry.
Thank you.
Holly Berry. And she is an amazing woman. And I met her real recently because we had a Zoom meeting that involved my sister and talking about my mother. And I'll go into that another time. But the important thing is that we had an opportunity to connect. Turns out she loves podcasts. And so she listened to mine and she said they don't suck. So
that's a compliment.
No, they were. I loved how they were so focused on like bringing betterness to the world, like bringing positive people together, helping each other out. And when I heard that first one, it was just like, this guy's totally my jive. I got to email
Excellent.
Him.
Excellent.
Well, and I really appreciate that because that's what I'm trying to do because I was listening. I don't often drive anymore because I'm kind of a little homebound. And so I was listening to Como on the way up here. And it was like they had three shootings and an axe murder and all in Seattle. And all of this stuff is going on. It's like I don't want to be part of it's like, ick. So we need positivity in the world. We need to understand that we're all one and we're all working together to make this world a better place to be. And Holly is doing that. She is, by the way, congratulations this coming September 30th.
Thank you. Thank you so much. It's been a long 2.5 years.
she's getting her...
A bachelor's in business management.
Yay.
Yeah.
Oh, that is just awesome. And I know you've worked really hard for that.
Yes.
The reason that we met, because I stopped mid-sentence about that, the reason that we met was that you also work as a funeral director.
I do, yeah, part-time, 3 days a week right now. And I've been in mortuary since, I think, 2010. I got my funeral director's license in 2014 and met you in July.
Yeah, so we had so if you go to My Independence Report, you'll see the podcast that we did, and we talked extensively about, because, you know, being a funeral director is one of those things where when you go to a party, and so
she's the life of the party. People are just dying to see her.
There it is. Remember, I told you we need to start a book because there's always a new one. There's always a new death pun, and I never get tired of hearing them because they're such great icebreakers.
because you started out in the business with what they call it home removal.
Well, it can be anywhere. Yeah, it's the removal technicians is what they call them here in Washington. But yeah, where you go bring the decedent from where they are into mortuary care. Yeah.
Yeah, and I learned something valuable. And speaking of insignificant puns, I learned something valuable because they came to do what they needed to do for us at 10 o'clock at night, and I assumed it was a Saturday night, and they had said that they were very, very busy, and so I assumed that they were working overtime.
They'll have shifts. So your smaller places, you'll be on call. You'll usually have kind of the extra on-call staff that gets the call 24 hours a day. It was pagers back when I first started. And then, and so bigger corporate places, they'll probably actually have hourly employees. You'll have day shifts, you know, night shifts.
And graveyard shifts. And I didn't know that there were graveyard shifts at the graveyard.
That's a built-in pun, man.
Yeah, that was my joke because these guys were. It was 10 o'clock at night, and I said, "Are you guys ready to go home?" "Oh no, we're just getting started." Mm-hmm. I had no idea that there was graveyard shifts on the graveyard. So, but in any event, but so you've done that, and you also worked in the crematorium for a period of time.
Yeah.
And we talked a great deal about the techniques that are used for that because nobody wants to know about that
until they do, and then they really want to know about it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And so, and then we talked about your being a funeral director, and you're also an entrepreneur. You've got your own business.
Yeah.
And you're also a volunteer, and we're going to talk to her. Her name is...
Alix, and she is the founder of pausewithcause.org. They help getting shelter pets seen, so they'll engage the community with paint events, and people, especially people that don't get a lot of social interaction, so they're, you know, stuck in a retirement home or something like that, they'll engage them, they'll give them all the tools, and they'll give them tips and kind of show them how to do these portraits of these shelter animals, and then they can either keep their portrait that they painted if they like it, or they can give it back. And when they give it back, they'll have volunteers like myself help get them touched up and then put them in public galleries, like at a lot of Fred Meyer stores and other places, so the public can see these shelter animals without having to actually go to the shelter.
That's brilliant.
That's brilliant. It's really awesome. And see, that's the tie-in, because this is Martha Norwalk's Animal World, and
right.
So we're
there.
We're tying that in.
There it is.
A little bit.
You know, I was talking to a guy last night who's getting ready to retire, and he was telling me, I have no idea what I'm going to do.
Exactly.
I want to retire, find something to do. I like animals. I might find an animal place, and I like to paint a little bit. And he was talking about stuff like this, just sort of rambling, and this sounds like a perfect fit for him.
Oh, it would be. Absolutely.
Yeah.
At the Everett Mall, they have a little studio, and so usually on their Facebook page, they'll announce when they're going to have the little come paint, sit and paint events. And so I think last time I was there live for one of them, they were just taking donations for it. But you would get your little easel, you'd get your paints, your little paint set, your brush. You know, they even supplied the water and everything, and they had the tables all laid out in the middle of the wall. So social distancing is actually real easy there, you know, in the walkways. Everett Mall's pretty big.
And you also, in addition to just graduating from college, being an entrepreneur, you've got a floral design business.
Right, yeah. And it's the love.
Yep, and we're going to talk about that. And you're also a volunteer, and you're also working as a funeral director.
Right.
And you're doing all of that. Right. And you're smart, you're intelligent.
Well,
and
thank you.
You told me just the other day, and you made a reference to your dyslexic brain.
Right, yeah.
And I know lots of people that have said they're dyslexic.
Mm-hmm.
I have never asked one, well, what's that like? what do you do with yourself? And how does that work? And what is, my general response is, okay. Because I have no earthly idea. And so I asked you if you would be willing to talk about dyslexia and stuff. And you said, absolutely.
Yeah, and mainly I've never actually had someone ask me to talk about it, number one. So number two, I was just like, I thought about it when you asked me, there's so many hard situations that I grew up with and lived through and fought to get through my degree as well. And I'm like, if this can help anyone else out there that has never heard or talked to other people about it, and they're kind of like suffering through it on their own like I did, I'm like, yes, absolutely. I would love to share stories about that. So,
well, one of the gals that's on this show, on Martha's show, is Natasha Venter.
Mm-hmm.
And she's dyslexic. And she was telling me and us that she didn't read until after high school.
Wow.
And so if that's the case, that must be really hard to get an education and stuff, especially if you're not diagnosed until you're later. So
later, right.
So explain to me, and Eric has also done some research on it. He's got some numbers for us to look at.
Oh, great. Okay.
But explain what it is. I haven't got any idea.
Yeah, there's different forms of it. There's different degrees of it. My personal experience was, you know, a little bit in grade school and everything, being stuck in remedial classes and then being so bored that I couldn't even stay engaged or like the material they were trying to teach sometimes was like, you know, years behind. And I had already, you know, so as an adult, though, is when I was on my own officially diagnosed, and that was going to school full time, working night shift at the hospital, and like going to every single anatomy and physiology, like extracurricular study session, failing every test, but doing all the homework. And the teacher was like, I don't understand. You're doing everything. He's like, go check into the like disabilities office at the school. And I'm like, okay, because I've already done every study session, like anything that there is to do to be able to pass this class, I will go do it. And so they offered like a state testing. So the school would pay for half of it with like funding from the government. I paid $200 of my own money, and they put me through some really simple tests. But what the results showed was the different like IQ levels based on the normal study of like 100 is normal in the different kind of parts of your brain. And so I was between like 105 to 120 IQ in most parts of my brain except two areas, and that was working memory and short-term memory. So most people know what short-term memory is. Most people don't know what working memory is. Working memory is if you like take, you know, a whole bunch of letters and numbers and you throw them on the desk, and then you ask someone to like rearrange them in like ascending alphanumeric order or something like that. And you have to do it in your brain, though. You have to hold all of that information and reorganize it like on a working table in your brain. Those two areas, I was below 100 IQ. And so those are the two areas that you need most often for rote memorization and then giving the information out for a test, especially on a timed, like, limited amount of time.
I'm not sure that I could pass that test.
I don't think I could pass the where are your keys portion of the test.
Right.
That's the part that I would fail.
Yeah.
But aren't they broadening the scope of dyslexia, and they're quicker at identifying who
has it? I think so, yeah, since I was a kid, for sure. I hope most kids nowadays get that extra help that was needed, because I didn't get this in high school. I didn't get it till halfway through my associate degree. Jeez. Once they were able to do that, then I could get like time and a half testing and lots of other things. That extended testing time, though, is really what helped me, especially in my bachelor's degree. There's a few classes where I absolutely went to that extended test time and used that whole, you know, block of time to get through that test.
Yeah. They're finding so many people like you, highly motivated, accomplished people, have dyslexia. You know, it's Steve Jobs, Jay Leno, of course. Jay Leno, Albert Einstein. I mean, the list is huge. And M50, you know, the Britain's security department.
That, Secret Service.
Secret Service.
007, 008, those guys.
Exactly, those guys. The for real guys that cover the terrorist programs. They seek out people with dyslexia.
Really?
Because they view the world differently. They have this. They generally have creative minds. And because their brains are fully functioning, they're working around what we call a disability.
A deficit, yeah.
There's more of the brain engaged, so they're seeing more of the world, more possibilities, thus they're being more creative. So it's even at a point now, there's schools that are made for people with dyslexia, and they're no longer calling it a learning disability. They're calling it a different type of brain.
Nice.
And there's even people that are proposing that we're witnessing just another step in the evolutionary process of the brain.
That's kind
which
of
makes
cool.
sense, right?
I have noticed I seem to learn in frameworks and narrative. So I can tell you the whole storyline of a movie, and I can't remember the name of the movie.
Is that right?
Yeah. It's just so frustrating sometimes. But
you know, the one with the girl that did that with the guy that, did that one? Yeah.
Are there different or more severe cases of dyslexia or less severe cases?
I think so. Yeah. There's different types too. Like I had a friend that got tested recently as well on like my recommendation, because he was lamenting about the fact that he couldn't pass his math tests. And he got diagnosed with dysgraphia, and that's a condition where it's an impairment of letter and handwriting and the interface between that.
Interesting.
I thought it was just that the letters on a page were like backwards or something.
And
it's a lot more than that, isn't it?
Speed limit 65 and you're going 56 type deal.
Exactly.
Officer, I did it right. And they're finding out that it is genetic. There's whole family lines that have dyslexia. Whole family lines.
That's
from, you know, presidents and kings and, you know, upper class. And it follows through, and these people are high powered and
Well, and that's why I wanted to ask you, because you are highly intelligent. You are driven. You are very interested in getting ahead and doing a lot of stuff with your time. I asked you earlier how often you sleep, and it's like you take naps and stuff, but it just struck me that you think of dyslexia, and in the general population, we tend to think of it as a disability, but it may not really be, as Eric said, it may not be a disability. It may be that you, and we need to give you the tools, or people that have it, give them the tools so that they can operate their brain in the unique way that it works and still accomplish what they need to in society.
Absolutely. Yeah. When I was younger, because I started working, I think my first tax-paying job was at 14. But it wasn't until 2008 when Congress...
A paper route.
Tax-paying job. Love how she says that. Tax-paying job.
Yeah, it was very different from mowing the lawn or shoveling the snow or babysitting. Yeah. But it wasn't until 2008 when Congress passed the ADA Amendments Act where dyslexia was more like included in things like that. So when I started working, you had to kind of hide that issue. Like if the employers wanted me to do change for a customer and do the math in my head, that was a huge problem.
Oh boy.
You know, and we're way more automated, way more digital now, way more credit card based now. But at the time, it was so much anxiety getting through a job interview for something simple like that.
Oh, how interesting.
Well, you're not alone, because whenever the power goes out at the grocery store and they don't have the thing to make change that tells you how much you're getting back,
right,
they can't figure it out.
Right.
So they had to get a calculator out to be able to, let's see, it's $20 minus 16, 17.
I've read
any event,
that.
We need to take a break for our first break of the day. And by the way, we are joined today by Holly Berry, Eric Hall, and we haven't introduced Randy Hathaway yet, but he's going to be, we're going to talk about him a great deal in the next 2 hours. So you need to stay with us the entire time. You're listening to Martha Norwalk's Animal World on KKNW, 1150 AM.
Here's a thought to consider from the Ananda Institute of Living Yoga. With the love and care you offer your pets, what about another important pet project, finding happiness? But how do you find happiness? Money? Health? Love? Or millions of people are finding that the regular practice of meditation or yoga can brighten your life with an inner satisfaction and contentment that no possession, position, or title can give. Find our schedule of classes and events at anandawashington.org. That's A-N-A-N-D-A Washington.org.
Hi, this is Martha. Did you know that besides hosting Animal World, I'm also an animal behavior therapist and trainer with more than 40 years of professional experience? I work with you privately in your home or over the phone to help you understand your animal friends and resolve whatever behavior training or healing problems you've got going on. Most of my expertise is with cats and dogs, but I sometimes work with other types of animals as well. So whether it's puppies or kittens, adult dogs or cats, or elderly animal issues, I can help. Cats not using the litter box? Biting or scratching you or your furniture? Maybe they're fighting with each other or waking you up at night. I've got answers. Dogs barking too much, jumping or dragging you around the block on your walk? Does he have separation anxiety or chew up stuff he shouldn't? I've got answers. Whatever's going on with your animal friends, I will help you fix it. I am more than reasonably priced and often need to see you only once. I always do a free, no-obligation telephone evaluation, so give me a call and bug my voicemail if you need immediate attention. You'll find me at Martha's Canine, Feline, and All Creature Counseling at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258, and I'd love to hear from you.
Wherever you go, Alternative Talk 1150 is here for you.
And welcome back to Martha Norwalk's Animal World. It's the last Sunday of the month. It's the fifth Sunday of the month and also the last one, which means Martha's not here. And that means that Kevin's here with, that would be me. I'm talking in the third person. That's crazy. It's positive talk with me. And I've got a room full of people. I've got Holly Berry here. I've got Eric. Who? What?
Two people. We're in the other room.
But you're here.
Yes, I am here.
Yeah, we're all together, kinda.
Good.
And stuff. And Randy Hathaway, who is a composer, he plays beautifully, although he won't play for us. So anyway. We asked, but we've got.
I said no can do.
No, he has a CD out that he used 18 different folks.
Yeah.
To work on the CD.
I brought my tuba.
And, I'm sorry. A solo tubist. What do you call it? A tubaist? What do you call it?
Tubist.
Is that, I'm not that. Never mind. That's too many jokes that I'm not allowed to say.
Okay.
Here. Anyway. Holly Berry is who we're talking to, and we're expecting to have the owner of Pause with Cause with us in a few minutes. Hopefully she can break away from where she's at and give us a call, because she's the one that you work with to paint animals and to do all that. Have you ever asked her where she came up with that idea?
I have, yeah, and it was really cool. So her parents had recently passed away, and she also had some animals and cats as well, but she was really, like, out of a love for seniors and then out of a love for all these poor animals that don't have homes. She was trying to figure out a way to bring that all together, create some sort of mission-oriented thing that she could do for people and put that all together. I met her in 2017, I think, and so been volunteering for her since then.
It's amazing, because we're talking with her. She also is a funeral director, and somebody somewhere is asking the question, you deal with death all the time.
Right, and I'm just going to clarify, they're not talking about Alex. He's talking about me.
I'm talking about you, right? Yes. Exactly.
Good detail. Yeah.
It was that. She's going to call us. Detail. She's going to call us at any moment. We're going to talk more about that. But I just wanted to get your idea about that, because, you know, a lot of people will say, Holly, you're around death and all the time.
Okay.
How do you? Because you seem to be a very positive person.
Not an emo goth.
Yeah. See, I think of a funeral director as wearing the dark suit. And the tie and walks slowly and never smiles and stuff like that.
But yeah,
I was expecting
good...
Morticia when I showed up today.
Right?
You know?
Well, and there are those types out there, yeah.
It's, are they?
When you're dealing with clients, you have to really introduce yourself and be clear, because they expect that, you know, 70-year-old man in the suit with the tie and, you know, very stoic and, yeah.
I'm so sorry to have to tell you.
Exactly. But I'm way better at specific questions. What's a good, like, thing as far as you're wondering what I'm like?
What's it like if you've got a full day as a funeral director and you're doing these calls with people that they've lost somebody in the last 24, 48 hours,
right,
especially with COVID?
Right.
That's happening a lot. And I know you've had tragedy in your family because of COVID.
Yeah.
But what's it like when you're back to back to back to back and everybody is trying to hold it together and they're having a tough time, and then you tell them, well, it's going to be $2,000, then they lose it on you.
Right.
And how do you cope?
Right. So managing compassion fatigue. Compassion fatigue is a full term that you can research. And there's lots of groups and tools, and there was talking about Katrina earlier as well that prompted me to look up. There is, I think it's CodeGreenCampaign.org, and that's actually like a really good connection for mental health workers, especially if they're going through things like natural disasters, where they can call in and get immediate assistance with, like, I have just been, you know, for a doctor, they had me on the floor working in the ER for, you know, 18 hours because I'm not allowed to leave and I'm having a breakdown now, you know. So it's, yeah, you have to manage it. You have to make sure to take your vacations, and you have to, you know, monitor your self-care very well. When any industry that you're in, when it has to do with caring for other people that are going through hard times.
Yeah, well, it's hard when you're dealing with people that are in the middle of, especially in our case, it was a very sudden thing. She was playing bridge on Thursday, and the guys had to come pick her up on Saturday.
Right.
And so it wasn't something that you can prepare for. And so we had, you know, and we try to be as, but you were so positive, and you were so easy to talk to that it, you made it work for us.
Oh, good. Yeah, and that's the goal is, you know, these people that you're serving are already going through a tremendously stressful, hard, traumatic, you know, painful time. And to be able to be there with them and share that space with them and help walk them through whatever process they need to get through where they're at is definitely the goal.
Very good. Well, let's go back and talk again about Pause with Cause.
All right.
Because she's on the phone.
Alex.
Good morning.
Good morning. Are you at the farmer's market today?
Yes, today I'm at the Everett Farmers Market, and it is just full of artisans and fresh produce and wonderful-looking things, and it's a gorgeous day for it outside.
I bet you there are some paintings of some animals there, too, huh?
In fact, there are, yeah, paintings done and yet to be done.
Oh, very good. I've got a gentleman sitting here. His name is Eric. He is an artist. I would like you to explain to him why he should come and work with you and volunteer and paint some animals.
Well, I will absolutely do that. And way to put me on the spot.
You're welcome. That's what we do here.
Yeah, this will be a test of myself. So I'm up for it. Let's do it. Good morning, Eric.
Good morning, Alex. I love your name.
Oh, thank you. My parents chose it. I'm one of a set of twins, and it was a last-minute thing.
So is your other twin Belix?
Okay. Touché.
<Ba-ba-bum-bum>.
Yeah, Alta, which is a family name.
Oh, got it.
That was actually pretty quick.
They're full of insignificant puns this morning, Alex.
I'm sorry. Okay. The coffee was very good this morning. I got it at a farmer's market in Burien.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Wow, they opened early.
Well, last week.
Okay. You're drinking week-old coffee.
For beans.
Fresh roast.
Ah.
So sorry. Let me start this by doing a little quick inquiry to Eric. What do you love to do?
Pastels.
Pastels.
And
oh,
I've done a whole series on my cat, which used to be my friend's cat, Randy's cat. Her name is Sheba. Yeah.
What's her name?
Sheba.
Sheba. Beautiful name.
Yeah, she's a beautiful cat.
Yeah, he stole her from his friend who's sitting right here.
That's a lucky cat. That's a lucky cat.
She's loved.
Lucky cat to have two people who love him so
she's
much.
She's loved, yeah.
Well, when we bring our volunteers in, we really like to find out what it is they love to do. And part of that's I'm going to say, personal to us, because the more that they do what they love, the more they'll stay with us. And we have such a variety of things to do at Pause with Cause. So we are an outreach, awareness, and funding campaign. And I like what some of the volunteers have started saying, which is we're a painting group that helps shelter animals.
I love
and
that.
I also like to say we're the AHA group. We're artists helping homeless animals. AHA!
Got it.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Perfect. So, how did you come up with this idea?
Well, it came about because my mother had Alzheimer's. And during the last part of her life, I was trying to think of things that I could do with her that would make her feel confident again, purposeful, help her recall memories, and then... Again, selfishly, it was for me so that I could build some memories with her as well. I knew I wasn't going to have her forever, and I wanted to build those moments with her that would last forever.
That's awesome. Art is ever healing.
I didn't know. Say that again, please.
Art is ever healing.
It is, yeah, as are animals.
Mm-hmm.
So we chose to paint together, and we had one little problem. Neither of us knew how. But we didn't let that stop us.
Oh, that's a problem.
Yeah, it could be. But now I not only don't know how to do art, I don't know how to teach, and I still do it.
And she does it amazingly.
I have a sense you do it very, very well.
Yeah, some of the volunteer work we've done together has been in the retirement homes. And she'll go around and she'll talk to each one of the seniors there at the table painting, try to get them to laugh. You know, if they seem like they're intimidated by what's in front of them, she'll even help them by like, here, I just put a daub right over the middle of it. Now figure out what to do with that. And then it gives them a start point. It's pretty incredible.
Dynamite.
Yeah.
That's dynamite.
Holly is exactly right. It's funny. I'll often say to them, now, what are you worried about? Why aren't you painting? And they say, I'm afraid I'll wreck it. And I'll say, you're afraid you'll wreck it? And they say, yes. And I said, okay, so what's your favorite color? Pink, blue, green. Then I take that color, and just like Holly said, I either smear it or I put a daub of it on there, and then I say, look, I wrecked it. Now you can't.
Now you get to fix it.
Exactly. And I'll tell you, acrylics are much more forgiving than pastels.
That's for sure. That's for sure.
Yeah, and we do use acrylics because they're ASTDM certified, so if any are accidentally ingested, the seniors, the children, everybody's safe.
So do they taste better than pastels?
I imagine. I've not tried it myself, although I've been tempted a few times to dip it in my coffee when I had a
I've had it in my coffee. It's okay. I've always liked Cadmium Blue better than the red, but that's just me.
Yeah, there's that old theory about the red having a few bad dyes in it. But as I was saying about my mom, we started painting shelter animals because that seemed to at least have a little bit more purpose than the next flower.
Mm.
And after she passed away, I just had this huge hole in my heart. And so I asked a friend of mine who owned an assisted living company if I could come in and paint with them. And he said, if they say yes, I'll say yes. So I pitched it to them, and they loved it. And in fact, a quick summarization is a couple of them have told me now that it's their job to paint these animals.
Oh, that's dynamite. That's
yeah.
Everybody needs something that they can do with passion and with flair and with love. And if you can get people in a room to all do that, you've accomplished a great deal. Thank you.
Thank you. And I think so, too. I was with one assisted living center one day, and a lady named Carol who had Alzheimer's came up to me, and I could tell she was trying very hard to put her words and her thoughts together. And finally, in a very hesitant way, she said to me, this makes you feel like you're more than you thought you were.
Oh, isn't that cool?
Yeah.
That must make you feel really special to be able to provide that for folks, because we were talking earlier, and Eric was saying he has a friend that's about ready to retire and has no earthly idea what he's going to do.
Just this dude I met last night. I was sitting next to him at the Jazz Alley, and we just started chatting it up. And he's getting ready to retire, has no idea what he's going to do, and he said he wants to volunteer. He works at a church. He's thinking about when they do funerals and stuff, cooking in the kitchen. But he likes to paint, uh-huh. And he loves animals and stuff, so he's really trying to plan out what he's going to do. And, you know, if I wish I'd known about what you're doing, I would have passed that on. Now I'll probably never see the guy again.
But for the next guy.
But for the next guy that opens up about what am I going to do.
Yeah, and if you can't remember any of the details right now, Pause with Cause has a studio in the Everett Mall that people can walk into anytime the Everett Mall is open. So that's pretty easy to remember.
Pause with Cause in the Everett Mall.
Thanks for that plug.
So you staff that during mall hours?
If volunteers,
It's all volunteers, yeah. Well, and I think it's because, by the way, you have to talk to us a little bit about Holly because she is so busy, and yet she volunteers with you. How did you rope her into that?
Well, Holly was at a funeral home near me, and she and I were together during one of the art planning meetings for Everett. And I met her, and then she followed up with me. She is not only busy, she's detailed, and she has so much exuberance and fun. And so she asked me if I would do an on-site with them, and I was excited to do that. And she just continually wowed me with everything she's capable of. And if you haven't seen her artwork, it is amazing.
Ooh, we haven't seen that.
We haven't even talked about it.
No, my goodness. That's the next subject. We're going to write that
there
down.
Go.
Yeah, Alex is very patient, and she's been a wonderful mentor as well. So I always look forward to being able to connect with her.
So can anybody come and volunteer?
Absolutely. Anybody can come and volunteer, and that is all ages. We have a program for 14 and under. It does require a guardian or parent be there.
So they don't eat the paint.
They don't need to paint, although...
No, don't eat the paint.
Don't eat the paint.
Having the parent there so they don't eat the paint.
Yeah, gotcha. But anybody can come and volunteer, and it can be a short or a longer duration as you'd like. We do have mall staffing that's needed. We have what I call my hallway gallery managers. We are going into our 28th small local business. It happens to be Providence Healthcare in Monroe, and we'll design a really beautiful... gallery to put up there, and many other businesses, including banks and doctor's offices, dentists, veterinarians, restaurants, Fred Meyer, mm-hmm. all take our product and put it in as a display, and then we just need gallery managers to watch that for us. and keep it looking nice.
And you eventually sell these paintings and then use the money to continue the work that you're doing. Is that correct, or how do you get funding?
Yeah, that's it. So we started off being self-funded, and now we are in the black, and that's a nice thing. It mm-hmm. came from sales of the painting. During COVID, we refitted ourselves. We moved from a service-only company to a product company. I have some background in philanthropy with Paul Allen, which also means I have a project management background and some sales and marketing and all kinds of goodies in there. But in realizing that COVID was not going to allow us to be on-site at the senior citizen centers any longer or assisted living centers, we quickly reset ourselves and developed the Sit, Stay, and Play at-home painting kit. So it's sketched shelter animals in a bag with paints and brushes, and you create that beautiful piece of artwork yourself. You show it off. You brag about it on social media. Or if you care to donate it back to us, we put it up in one of those hallway galleries I just mentioned. And then most recently, we developed the Paws Park Pack, which is a picnic pack for your dogs, which we're starting to sell in local businesses and pet stores.
Brilliant.
I believe we have 5 restaurants and 3 pet stores now that have picked up the product. And so funding comes from that. And we have one other really surprising source of funding.
Donations?
Well, kind of, yeah. So we have gotten grants. I would be remiss if I did not say that we are a very thrilled recipient of the Arts Washington grant.
Excellent.
Also, Walmart has given us grants.
Walmart?
We get discounts. Yeah, they have a whole grant program.
Wow.
It's a Walmart Cares program, and they review what you're doing, and if it fits with their passions and they feel like you're doing more good, then they fund you in a small amount. It's a case-by-case thing. And then here's the surprising one. We have most recently become the darling of the cryptocurrency space.
Is that right?
Yeah. I never would have thunk it.
I had no idea they were doing stuff.
So what do you get from them? I know nothing about cryptocurrency.
And I know little, but that, again, didn't stop me from saying yes when the opportunity presented itself.
Absolutely.
Well, you know, when somebody's got...
Is that reliable? Has that turned out to be reliable?
That's yet to be seen. The funding that we've gotten so far is absolutely reliable.
Wow.
The cryptos are, they bounce. I don't know how better to say that.
Yeah.
Obviously, Bitcoin has done incredibly well. I believe it's back up to 49,000 per coin. And we're not recognizing anything like that, but just the opportunity. So Bitcoin, Litecoin, and then Dogecoin. And Dogecoin is a play on words for dogcoin. And so that's how we got involved.
Of course.
The Dogecoin up-and-coming currencies and tokens wanted to give back to charity. What a wonderful and worthwhile thing to do.
Wow.
So they ran into us, by the by, through the Everett Mall, where we have our studio, and said to us, we would like to take 2.5% of all of our profits and spread it around, so not just to one, but spread it around to many charities. They reviewed us. They found that we are GuideStar Platinum rated. We've gotten our Arts Washington grant. We've done our due diligence through Walmart and others. And they said, yep, we'll give you a donation as well.
I just love the work that you're doing. And that you're helping people in the community. You're helping older folks that would otherwise be sitting in the hallway doing nothing.
You're a jewel, Alex.
Thank you. Well, yeah. And shameless plug, we also got a call the other day being a month ago, from the Snohomish County Prosecutor's Office, and they asked if we'd be interested in joining their Therapeutic Alternative to Prosecution, TAP.
Ooh,
their TAP program.
Really?
And I couldn't have raised my hand faster and said, absolutely. If what we're doing would help stop recidivism, help build that same confidence that I saw grow in my mother and in the elderly that I'm working with and in the at-risk youth, I'm absolutely for it.
Oh, my gosh.
We need to take a break,
amazing.
But I got to ask you, somebody wants to get a hold of you. How do they do it?
Say that to me again. How do they do it?
How do they get a hold of you?
Oh, well, pausewithcause.org, info@pausewithcause.org, or on Facebook, pausewithcause1, the numeral 1.
That's awesome. Thank you so much for coming onto the show and talking to us about this, because that is, you know, I know Martha would be very pleased that we're talking about that today, and
I just want to say, can you spell pause with cause for us? Because I feel like maybe I could think that cause is spelled maybe C-A-W-S because you're talking about pause, P-A-W-S.
What a great question. Yes, it's P-A-W-S-W-I-T-H-C-A-U-S-E. And we are a .org. We're federally registered.
Fantastic.
Very nice. Very nice. So thank you so much for coming on. And Holly, thank you so much for bringing her.
Absolutely.
That was great fun.
That made my day.
So thank you so much. And I'd like to have you on the podcast when we have more time and stuff to talk about it some more.
Oh, gosh, I would be thrilled. Thank you.
That made my day. Nice to meet you, Alex.
Thank you, Alex.
You as well, gentlemen. And Holly, thank you.
Yes, ma'am. Now, we're going to need to take a break. We're late, but that's okay. And by the way, Martha does a great job of venting all of her advertisers. So please make sure that you listen to the ads and then act on them because without those ads, there can't be this show. So please do that for me, do that for Martha, and we'll be right back after these messages. Oh.
What do you want for your pet when it's not getting help for its troubles? Happiness for your pet and yourself. I'm Nels Rasmussen, spiritual healer. I've been helping pets and people to be happy again for over 40 years. You can learn more about me and my work at spiritualpetconnection.com. And you can have a free phone conversation with me by clicking the Contact Us button. Go to spiritualpetconnection.com now.
Hi, this is Martha Norwalk, host of Animal World, and I've got a question for you. Do you or anyone you know own a business, offer a service, or a product that does something good for animals, humans, or this planet? If the answer is yes, then I'd like to invite you to become a member of the Animal World family of advertisers. Lately, people are telling me they think radio advertising is exorbitantly expensive. Well, that can be true, but not on Animal World. Did you know that for as little as $45 a week, you can have two professionally written and produced commercials at no cost to you running on the show? You also get a link to your website on the homepage of the Animal World website and two live interviews on the show. Frankly, you can't afford not to do this. So if you'd like to join our great Animal World family of advertisers, or if you need more information, go to www.marthanorwalk.com to send me an email or call me at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258. Come on, give me a call and join the family. We'd love to have you.
Would you like to access portals of possibilities for transformation, consciousness, expansion, and new experiences of health and well-being? Ancient knowledge and new science tell us that everything manifests from vibratory frequencies. Jude and Paul Ponton are experts in the field of vibrational alignment and harmonic shifting. They're also co-authors of Acutonics for Dogs and Cats, and Acutonics from Galaxies to Cells, Planetary Science, Harmony, and Medicine. They can assist you in shifting frequencies for personal health, aligning and balancing your energy or the energy of your home, property, or workspace. Jude and Paul can work with you remotely, at their office, or on-site if you live in the Seattle area. They also teach classes in the Acutonic Sound Healing System. Check out their website, whispering-dragon.com. That's whispering-dragon.com for descriptions of services. Or call 206-706-2836. That's 206-706-2836. You can even email them at resonate@whispering-dragon.com for information or to schedule sessions.
Conversation you won't find on the rest of the dial. Alternative Talk 1150.
And welcome back to Martha Norwalk's Animal World. It's the last Sunday of the month, which means Martha's not here, of course. This is Positive Talk with Kevin McDonald and friends. And I've got a bunch of friends in this room and the next. And things are just going swimmingly. In the next hour, we've got Randy Hathaway, who is a world-renowned, and he won't say so, but he's over there shaking his head. He's a world-renowned classical guitar player who won't play guitar for us because we're not special, apparently. But he's got a CD out that he put together, and he worked with a bunch of folks, 18 different musicians, and that we're going to talk about that extensively. So stay with us. But right now we're talking with Holly Berry. She is doing so much. You are You really are incredible at all the stuff that you're doing.
Hey, thanks.
So now you're going to graduate September 30th.
Yes, sir.
And then what are you going to do?
Everything I'm already doing, but more. I want to use the degree to start learning about money, how it works more. I have a couple of licenses, but it goes really well with the funeral directing because the next thing people always ask about is money. And I always have to refer them off to, you know, CPAs, financial advisors, lawyers. And so now that I have a bachelor's, I can actually start getting licensed with the money-related financial advising as the years go on type thing. And I found an awesome financial advisor to mentor under as well. So not only for my own personal self and family, but I'm totally interested into continuing to learn about how to make money work for itself instead of working for it.
You know, that is the perfect industry to be in if you're going to help people understand, because we're going through probate and all of that stuff now, and it is complicated, it's difficult.
Mm-hmm.
The laws keep changing, and so the rules keep changing, and nobody knows what they're doing necessarily, and all of that. It really is complicated. So if you learn to do that as well,
right,
you're going to be just really something. And in addition to that, you've got a race car driving boyfriend.
Oh my gosh, I do. And not only that, right now we're hosting Pause with Causes logo on that race car. It's going to show up at the Labor Day Dirt Cross in Bellingham next weekend with NorthwestRallyAssociation.com.
And his name is Matt Barnes.
It is, yeah.
And he is, how long has he been racing?
Since he was a teenager. Yeah, he originally started in Canada, Ontario area. And if you ever end up getting to talk to him, he's so much fun to talk to because he'll talk about rally, the history, the ins and the outs. It's a really fascinating, a lot of it is volunteer-based. So you'll have different, like family lines of it. And by him, being in it when he was younger all the way till now, he can tell you about this amazing history. And it reminds me from just now learning about it from the outside, it kind of reminds me of your local neighborhood softball teams and the parents that help, you know, them. But then they go, you know, compete sometimes nationally or internationally.
Oh, sure.
Yeah. So it's really fascinating. And yeah, we should connect him because, he volunteers for ALEX by hosting the logo on his car. But yeah, if you ever want to talk to another interesting person, he's a good one.
I'm all about talking to interesting people and stuff, because Eric also was a race car driver in his youth.
That's right.
No kidding. Yeah. You still have all your fingers?
I do.
Nice.
I race quarter midgets.
Yeah, I did make Matt do his will and his power of attorney before I let him. I was because he took a Ford Focus and he stripped it down bare to the shell and rebuilt it from the ground up. That's his race car that the logo's on right now. And so that whole time I kept telling him, yeah, that's awesome. That's great. When are we going to do that paperwork? Nobody wants to do this paperwork. It's not fun. So the Friday night before a Saturday or Sunday on his first rally where he could finally take this car out that he, built over, I think it was over a year, maybe even about a 2-year timeline. Finally got that paperwork in just right under the wire. Girlfriend inspected it and I was like, okay, you can go race now.
Wow. Well, nobody wants to talk about their own demise because we would like to believe that that's never going to happen. Or if we, at least for me, I'm thinking it's never going to happen, but it will. Happens to all of us, and you got to be prepared for it. What would you suggest people do to get prepared for it?
Absolutely. So there is another nonprofit that I'm going to be volunteering with, and this one's called Honoring Choices Pacific Northwest, and they actually facilitate. You can click a button on their website and request a speaker. The speakers that they train, and I'll be going through this training in November, talk all about how to start conversations on this because it can be really scary for people and it can be really uncomfortable. But just to even get that conversation started, there's a lot of tools. And so that nonprofit would be a great place for people to start.
I just had a thought. It just dawned on me. You're a funeral director. You are going to learn the financial world and you're also a floral designer.
Right.
You could be a one-stop shop.
get your flowers, your paperwork.
Get your flowers, your paperwork, get prepared for it, and then when it happens, we execute the paperwork. And if somebody wanted, you tell us about your floral design.
Dye Depot.
Business.
You're right. Oh, my God.
Dye Depot.
Die R us. Yeah. And it's so funny because with the floral thing, for a while when I was operations manager at one of the old funeral homes, I actually had I hired a florist and we did all the flowers in house if people wanted it. So that was, right there with it. It's anaturaldesign.com. It's my floral studio. So in all the things working for people or volunteering or trying to make life better for everyone else, that's the one thing that brings me joy is working with the flowers. And so, anaturaldesign.com.
Anaturaldesign.com.
Correct.
And if they go there, you've got a bunch of design work already done, and you can call you and they can tell you what they want, and you can make that happen.
Right. Yeah.
So this is, like, are there any flowers that you focus on or anything that
I have favorite genres of flowers? I've never been able to pick just one. People always ask you, what's your favorite flower? I'm like, I can't pick one.
So people approach you and say, I want roses or I want carnations.
Yeah, or I only want to spend this much money, or I need it for this type of event, or I really messed up. My girlfriend's so mad at me. What do I do?
Oh, and that happens
I've
more
that
than
you think. I've never had to deal with that.
How rare are yellow roses? Are they easy to get?
Yeah, no, yellow roses are pretty easy.
Are they?
They're not always stocked in, like, the retail, you know, grocery stores and stuff. But
well,
you
can spray paint those, right?
You can,
yeah.
If you have to.
If you have to.
But you can buy them yellow.
No, you don't want to spray paint roses.
I'm just curious. You know, you got to look for that back door always.
Well, and the reason I ask is that my sister-in-law's funeral, they had a easel board that was full of white carnations with a yellow rose heart in the middle of it.
Aww.
How much would that cost?
Any it depends idea? On how big it was. Was it like about this big?
It was huge.
Okay. This big?
It was big.
And these were real flowers?
Well, I didn't touch them, but I don't know.
So the silk or the fake ones nowadays are very good at looking real. So if it was those and it was like, say, 3 feet by 2 feet, probably about like $200 to $300, not including labor. The fresh ones, then you have to include more, you know, materials and more care and time. So probably more like $400, give or take.
Yep.
Have you been affected by the supply chain over the past year?
There was some weird outages. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you can even see videos of some of the international growers, and they took, because they couldn't get all the flowers out to where they normally get them, and people also weren't buying them, they lined up all these flowers that normally would be shipped out, and they put it like in the word hope or something like that, and then you saw them drive the bulldozer right over it, and they had to throw them in the dumpster.
Oh, that's heartbreaking.
Yeah, it's been interesting to see how COVID's affected the supply chain.
Wow.
Everywhere, like, for everything. Yeah.
Well, and when you were talking about compassionate
fatigue
in our hospitals right now, if you know somebody that's in healthcare, it's really bad right now.
Yeah.
It's really bad. Nurse now.
They were hoping that it would be over by now, but now it's coming back. So,
well, they're looking to order refrigerator trucks now is what they're looking at.
And some of them are. And we've also got one public announcement that I'd make is, please get your vaccine. Get both of them.
Well, you could be getting the Johnson & Johnson, too.
Yeah.
Some of them are only one, yeah.
Oh, yeah, I guess so.
But if you need a booster, then make sure to go get your booster, too.
Because that's coming.
Yep.
I got two.
That's coming. You're going to need your booster.
I carried my card now. Jazz Alley requires you to get, a lot of businesses now are asking you to show a card.
Yeah, I heard that.
Proof. Yeah.
Yes, they are. Well, you know what? That's the end of our first hour. And Holly, thank you so much. And you're going to stick around, aren't you?
Sure.
Okay. She's going to stick around with us for the next couple hours. And coming up next, we're going to talk with Randy Hathaway and his guitar. Well, maybe not his guitar.
And in the meantime, we are going to have a little bit of a dance party and play some music for you with the Love Train. And just remember, there's a lot going on in the world right now, especially with Afghanistan, Haiti, and, of course, the East Coast with Hurricane Ida on the way. So make sure you keep those places in mind. And we'll let Martha come back to energize that Love Train for us with her yogi energization prayer. So in the meantime, get your dancing shoes on, and we'll be back after the top of the hour messages.
Infinite Spirit, recharge our bodies with thy conscious cosmic energy, our minds with thy concentration and determination, our souls and all souls with thy ever-new joy. O eternal youth, the body and mind, abide in us forever and forever, via the Love Train.